Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Kimbo for Angry Fans Radio. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yo, yo, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You already?
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who Raised You Niggas?
Ha! Yo,
poppin',
this event, this is that special episode. This is the first recap of the Crown event that you're going to hear, and this is going to be crazy. We got tons of people calling in that were actually at the event, and we got Verb calling in. Committed a homie that night. Let's play the Raptors, bro. Come
on. Hold on.
What's up?
Before we even go there. Can we just talk about the battle for 2 minutes that we just saw?
Whoa.
Yes, we
hold
can.
Hold up, man. First and foremost, shout out to Danny Myers and West Coast Dread for that dope-ass graphic this drop.
Talk about LA Battlegrounds.
You niggas ain't see that shit. You niggas is bugging. That's a top five battle already. And he's rocking the Angry Fan shirt. You already.
Son, both these brothers were in, man. I ain't mad if somebody said Danny Myers won, and I'm not mad if somebody said West Coast Dread won. I'm really not.
Dread
has this is a battle I'm going to have to watch like 4 or 5 times.
I try to watch it 3 times, Caps.
I already see it.
This shit don't make no damn sense, man.
But you know what, though? I knew West Coast Dread was like that because he used to battle on that, shout out to the UBL. On the UBL, he battled from his computer and shit at home at first. So I knew he was nice.
Son,
that shit was crazy right there.
Danny Myers said, I'll fuck your bitch for 2 minutes, then reflect on our shortcomings.
Listen.
Nah. Yo, this new West Coast Dread said, I'll blow your heart out your chest, catch it before it hits the pavement, because you ain't got no love for the street.
Come on, man. A whole bunch of battles, man.
It's been a good weekend of battles, brother.
I watched all them battles, too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, y'all sleeping.
I know some of the other battles that I didn't watch before, the HA Double and Snow.
So,
Cap,
okay. Let me get the same one you're talking about. C3 Official? I'm still watching that shit. That first round, C3 looking real good in that first round to me. You know how many times I had to rewind the first alone? I didn't even want to go to officials yet. When C3 started talking about you got a 2 outfit per battle, oh, my God. My nigga, I had to stop the fucking battle right there, son. It was like, yo, C3 is wilding. I was dead-ass seriously underestimating her because I had official women. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm watching this shit, and I'm like, yo, this shit crazy. Both of them is going crazy in that shit. That's definitely the best female battle, I think, from Queen of the Ring. Definitely.
I think so,
definitely.
Too. The best female battle rap ever between two females.
Far. Yo, I'm back with my vlog and shit, too. I'm not even going to be fucking around no more, man. I'm missing mad fucking battles to talk about and shit. Like, I'm back with my bullshit.
Yes, sir.
That was a dope battle. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody tell me that shit. I'm back with my bullshit. Bro, that was a dope battle. The HA Double and Snow, yo. I'm going to keep it 103. That's my nigga, but that was ugly right there. I will not even front like it wasn't. That was ugly. It was ugly. But H.A. was saying some shit, though. But that
ugly like
a masterpiece, nigga. He was doing that too much, in all reality. He was just doing
it
way too much.
He looked uncomfortable up there. He looked uncomfortable up there, man.
Yeah, but you know what? He was kind of doing that shit too much. You live. They judging that shit live. I think it was too much.
Yeah.
To be following the pins. Everybody's not going to follow it like that. I didn't know he went that far with it.
Yeah,
you know
son,
what I'm saying? That third round, he was killing me with it. And it was just like, ah, man, all right. I can see what's up already. So that was that battle. Then what was the other one?
Cortez and John.
Yep. Yo, you niggas are bugging right now. Didn't you niggas said Cortez killed John or some shit?
I didn't
like
say
that?
He killed him. I said he won 3-0.
No, I don't have a 3-0. I don't think I got a 3-0. I like both their first, but I really like John's first. And John's style is unique. Cortez, he found his lane. You niggas is right. Well, I said that shit too, but you know what I'm saying? He looked real comfortable, but it wasn't like what I thought it was.
I thought John
was going off too.
I thought Cortez won clearly, though. Like, clearly won that shit.
No, he won clearly, but it wasn't like what I thought niggas was making that shit seem like. Niggas made it seem like Cortez, like, watch this nigga and shit.
Now, fellas, Uh-oh. Let's get into a battle that we had two cats on our show last week. They was up on our show. Mr. A-Verb, Captain Marketable, and Mr. Swave Sever. I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to digress after you, my brothers.
Verb, let's get ready to retirement. Verb,
he's in
retirement.
He's not retired. For, he got a battle May 31st on WBL. Which I'm on. Be hosting.
He
he's battling easy to block captain, so he's not retired.
He doesn't have the same feel for this, man. Come on. You're on here, you waited 3 years for this dude. You gotta you don't die like that. You don't die like that.
Damn.
You
go ahead, Timbo.
Like don't die like that. Man. You
Timbo,
came on
damn.
Here talking yo. You came on here talking all that shit. You were on a blog saying God himself has to write Verb rounds for him to win. God wrote that shit. Slave Soul is still lifting right now, bro. That's all it is. That's what happened.
Verb, Timbo, you fucked me up just now. Or you just asking who Timbo is, that's Timbo. Damn, that thing's going straight to the point.
What'd you think,
I didn't see it, you know, but from what everybody's saying and Swave tweets, and it's ugly. It's ugly, man. This is a sport of pride, so, you know, from this, I don't know, to say your heart's not into it, I just think that's not, like, the best thing to say
at all.
You know
at
what I'm saying? At
all,
to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Especially if you got another battle booked mm-hmm. already and shit.
Yeah,
I don't think you should be saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? You lost, you lost. Let me ask you a question. And I don't want no motherfucking backtrackers now and shit. Got no Swave, mm-hmm. got a lot of supporters. And I actually thought for a second that Swave could do something with Verb also. I definitely did. I thought Verb was running. I won't even fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? Did Swave have a chance any fucking way? Were we just hyping this match up just because he was dead-ass safety calling Verb out? Are we that surprised about it?
I'm a little bit shocked. I'm going to go first. I'm a little bit shocked. I'm not shocked Verb won. Don't get it far. I'm going to say it again. I'm not shocked Verb won. I'm shocked that Swave Sever lost. He's forced to go on Twitter and pull out his phone and type in the words "I lost. I'm not in this. I'm not into this no more." Like, I mean, Swave, you can't call a man out for 2.5 years, my nigga. Make people that fuck with you hard body
believe
and
in
you.
You
did? And this is no, I'm just being real. This is what happened, my nigga. This is what happened. You call me. I mean, you can't go to the playground and talk about you want to fight a nigga every day. And the first time he put his hands on you, he knocked you the fuck out. Like, that's what you got. You got a mama said knock you out. LL Cool J song in this motherfucker, my dude. Real talk. You didn't even put up a fight. I saw the blog. You look mad, sad. Then you saying you're focused on your kids. I get it, my nigga. I got seats, too. But you should have taken the battle in. You came on the show talking extra crazy. Listen. We thought at least you're going to stand a chance. Not get beat up the way you did and your hands got to put, "I lost." I mean, damn, my nigga. Not like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ugly. Let's keep it real. It's ugly, man.
Yo. Here's what it is. We had Verb winning. I had Verb winning 2-1.
Yeah, we all did.
This was going to be, this could be one that would be a debatable one. It wasn't going to be. You know, I had Verb winning
one-sided,
but it was going to be close. I didn't think it was going to be one-sided, but from what
didn't
I heard,
they say Swave got booed?
Yeah.
Oh, man, like, this is ugly.
It sounded like, hold on, it sounded like Swave got 3-0'd after the first round is what it sounded like, though.
Jeez.
Like, this
Christ.
Was it. But my question is, was Verb that good to where no one would beat him that night, or was Swave just... It was not
going to
happen.
I don't think we can make a determination until the battle actually drops,
gotta,
though. You know what I mean? Or people,
we got to see that.
Or people that call in and let
but
us know.
Even when you
saying?
Go live, you got to understand, when you're at an event live, you're not going to catch every single thing, but you'll know most of it. But from what it sounds like, you know, it sounds like Verb, you know, fucks him up. It sounds like that. Let's keep it real. It do.
Yeah.
I fuck with Swave, and that's my nigga and shit, but I got to keep it real. So this shit sound crazy and shit.
Mm-hmm. Tell us. When you saw the tweet, when Swave tweeted out, "I lost," what was going through your mind?
It was the one before that. It was the one where that said, "My heart's not into it." I think he tweeted that,
no, that
one
was
first.
That was after.
That was after I lost, yeah. Then he tweeted the second
he
after that.
Fuck the "I lost." Yeah. I think it was that tweet right there that caught me like, oh, man.
Yep.
You know, I think both of them caught me, though. I think both of them caught me because, really, do you see a battle rapper go on Twitter and say, "I lost"? When do you see that?
Did Solomon ever say that he lost? I mean, there's people that got bodied that haven't said that they lost. That's the thing, man. This is bad. When you admit that you lost.
Yeah, there's, you can't even say debatable.
Yeah,
you can't even
say that you lost. Like, is it worth watching?
That's the whole thing. The whole thing about the situation is like, it's like battle rap is about opinions. We all know that. You know,
right.
He's giving us the opinion now. We all. Now he's giving the opinion. He's like, don't watch. Go ahead.
Yeah, but for you to not even give yourself a chance like that.
Let me
say you lost. You feel me? Let me say that. Don't just throw that out there already, because it looks crazy. Now it's just like, man, I'm expecting the beat down now when I see this shit.
And you know what's all, you know what else, fellas? Also, I mean, we're not gonna say we gave a pass to Rosenberg, but I'm pretty sure the average battle rap fan thought, okay, you know, we're gonna expect a better Swave after he lost to Rosenberg Raw. You know what I mean?
And Arsenal.
And Arsenal, yeah, but that battle come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people didn't see that. That battle actually does drop tomorrow. So, you know, I mean, Swave, I don't think he should retire or nothing like that, Timbo. I just think he got to bounce back. You cannot go out like this. Iron Solomon, all you niggas, you cannot go out like this, man. I'm not feeling that. You got your ass kicked. That doesn't mean you got to give up. I want this. You got to come back and give us one more.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
He's already booked for a battle, though. He's battling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got to bounce back on the next battle.
But how is he going to convince? So this next battle is going to be for him to convince people that he still has it and he's still in it. He tweeted he doesn't feel it anymore. He admitted that he just doesn't, like, what's the
right.
Point? I don't feel it.
Wow.
I'm not gonna, man.
That shit still bugged me the fuck out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, for 2 years, Swave. For 2 years.
It's what it is.
Also, fellas, another battle rapper I think we need to address. DNA.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
man.
Really, DNA? Really? You on Vlad TV talking about you acting like YK's beneath you and all this other crazy shit? You know what I'm saying? You never wanted to battle him,
man,
you said?
Fuck all that shit. Fuck all that shit. I'm going to keep it even more real. I'm not surprised.
No,
I ain't surprised.
I'm not either.
I'm not surprised. He over here acting like he King Kong and all this crazy shit. Like, my nigga, like, you really, like, it's good DNA. I don't know what's going on. You got to step it up a little bit. I mean, it is what it is. And I knew that was going to happen. I already see people making excuses. People talking about, oh, this is YK's biggest battle, this and the third, and wait till it come out on foot. That's cool. But, you know, the way he was actually talking on Battle Rap Arena, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even be like, niggas saying you got three olds, nigga. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Niggas is saying three olds. You didn't even win a round. And you're up there talking all that shit, and you ain't win one round, they're saying. That's fucking crazy to me. Jesus Christ.
Man.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
How do you niggas feel about watching 3-0, 3-0 battles? Would you rather watch a debatable battle or back and forth?
Of course.
Or would you rather watch, like, a 3-0?
No, I'd rather watch a back and forth.
All day.
I'll take debatable all day.
That's what I'm trying to say. So you're not even giving us battles that even we can even have crazy replay value with.
Right.
You niggas are getting beat down. That SoCon and Fox, though, has replay value for me. But
SoCon, Deacon Frost.
I can't watch.
You know.
Oh, SoCon and Frost,
I'll
you
watch
said Fox.
Bodies,
I was going to say, I can't watch that shit.
Would I want a debatable? Yeah. Absolutely. Debatable over body any day. No question.
Yeah, let us debate about that. That's what us battle rap fans do, is we debate about the battles. I mean, if you niggas are getting clearly losing 3-0, there's nothing to debate about. Then all we're going to be doing is talking about how you got 3-0s and how you're not good and how you're overrated and shit like that. You niggas are supposed to be going hard so we can debate about something, not getting 3-0, getting slaughtered, talking about, oh, well, I still got paid. Like, that's the whole thing of fuck this shit, is what these niggas don't understand.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's not just about us niggas' money. It's about us at times. We actually want to debate about shit. Like,
718-865.
Yo, son, what's the deal, baby?
What's good, man?
Yeah, ain't nothing. Yo, first off, three-letter, surfing and everything, so I hope all is well with you. I mean, I peeped that on Facebook and everything, so I hope you're good and everything.
Yo, my dude, I appreciate that, family. Real talk, man. I'm good, my dude.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, back to this motherfucking battle shit. This nigga, now, as an older New York nigga, it breaks my motherfucking heart that this nigga Swae got fucking washed by Verb, who he chased down for years. Not taking nothing away from Verb. Verb, one of the most exciting battle rappers on earth when he's in his bag. Son, it's ill. Like, you know, when this Showtime shit is rocking, niggas ain't fucking with him. He's ill. But a nigga as scientific as Swae is, a nigga who has destroyed and picked apart, other MCs for years as he's been doing, a nigga that said, yo, these niggas is ducking me, these faggot niggas, they pussy, they ducking me, act smack, this and that. For you to go into this battle and not be on your A-plus game, it's absurd. It's absurd. Like, what the fuck? You should have just been like, you know what? I'm locked up. I can't do it. Or, yo, I got a family situation. If you knew you wasn't going to fucking be on your A-plus game, it's inexcusable. Yeah. So it's no excuse for this shit. None.
That's three
come
in a row.
Man. Come on, man. What the fuck you mean?
You talking some real, my dude.
Now, it's commendable as a grown man, as an MC to go, yo, I lost. All right, cool. But then you go on, my heart ain't in this no more, this and that. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody wants to hear that. You played yourself. One New York nigga to another, you broke my fucking heart. That shit was disgusting.
Oh, man.
Oh, DNA, the DNA shit? I mean, as a nigga from Queens, I got to support DNA.
Right.
I think he cooks best when he's on, you know, King of the Dot and all of that.
Yep.
I think that's his
lane. Other leagues than URL.
With that being said, YK, little bitch nigga, blocked me on Facebook a long time ago. He's still super nice. Never shitted on him as an MC. I think he's black.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he wasn't going to go in there and just kick YK's ass. This nigga didn't take him seriously and got fucked up. And that shit's embarrassing. These niggas are falling short. Niggas that are supposed to have some integrity in this shit, real MCs, are starting to do that sucker shit and show up for the fucking check. And a lot of niggas ain't ready for the limelight. See, that's what separates some top-tier niggas from talented niggas. Hitman, all these niggas that they be like, yo, they not super lyrical, so-and-so's better than them. That's why they top fucking tier, because these niggas can perform on the big stage against anybody. And that's what separates these niggas.
Wow. You just said us some real shit.
Yeah, my dude.
The top tier from the talented.
That's the difference right there. I analyzed this shit. That shit is fucking the truest shit I think I ever came up with. That's the only difference. Everybody can have a good show. You can have 3-4 good performances in a row. You can get the most bread. You can have a lot of views. But at that moment, you know what Swae fucking did? He chased down fucking Beyonce. He stole her from home. Like, he chased her. She was like, all right, nigga, you win. Let's go to the fucking telly. And now he don't perform. Now he's like, I left my pills in the car. My blood pressure's up. I'm not ready. The fuck are you talking about? You beg for this battle. And then you don't show up.
Word,
what
I agree.
What the fuck are you doing?
I agree, bro.
This shit is horrible, B.
Word. Good luck on the call,
man,
son.
Man. No doubt. No
Salute,
doubt.
Man.
That can be easy.
You already,
yeah.
Man.
What?
Man,
right,
son.
Everything he just said, he's right.
He said that's what separates the top tier from the talented.
He's right.
Listen, bro, you top names. Yo, we disappointed in you niggas out there, man. We are, man. Put up a fight, please. Please. Don't get the second thing is cool. Like, come on, man. Don't like talking about you niggas like this.
Wow. Next call.
All right, let's talk. Hold on. I want to talk to you guys about Clips and Hitman really quick. Hearing that
I heard it's a classic,
This was a classic. Are you guys?
I don't know
who
actually won.
Hearing that Hitman did not win that first. You know, Hitman's known for his first rounds coming out the gate, just killing it. You know, and I'm hearing a lot that Clips took that first.
Which I said on the show, if he takes that first round, I would think he'd win it. But I heard Hitman's third round was fire, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man,
that's
going to
be a goodie.
They say it was the best match of the night.
Yeah.
Which one?
Hitman and Charlie Clinton.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying Hitman 1, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what's that's true.
From my understanding, the only round that's not debatable is the third, and Hitman 1 night. They said the first.
Yeah, Hitman 3rd round was crazy.
And I would have thought it would have been Hitman's first.
Yeah. Word.
It was really his third. That's the way to close.
All right, let's go 409-828.
What up, fellas?
What up? What's up,
it's Herb. Hey.
Herb, what's good?
Before I get into that crown shit, though, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen West Coast Dread and Danny Myers?
You already?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Danny Myers got that
3-0.
I got it 3-0. Hey, it was a good battle. The second round was really debatable, but the first and the third, I thought Danny Myers took them.
West Coast, but Dread's third round was fire, though, Irv.
Yeah, bro. It was kind of debatable, but I still got Danny Myers.
Still got Danny Myers.
Yeah, and that's why I like Danny Myers. He always have classic battles, debatable battles.
Mm-hmm.
But the best shit about the Crown event, I'll say, is that Hitman and Charlie showed up because they was the biggest names on the cards. If you remember, I told y'all they was some shaky bullshit niggas, but they came through for us, you know what I'm saying? Even though I heard Clips freestyle the last round or whatever, but it's probably still fire. But, Sway, them bars he spit was whack too on the show. But I ain't going to bash him because I still like Sway, but...
Right.
Come on, man. You had excuses the last two battles. And I know shit in life happens, but, dog, you still bullshitting.
And
like,
you had
6 months to prepare.
Yeah.
Hold up. You know what, though? I'm going to cut you off. That's why I was so mad that he lost, that raw shit was even debatable like that. Because he should have known that there was a chance you was going to lose the Verb. So you cannot play around with Rosenberg raw.
Yep.
Yana 3 is looking like someone can arguably say you've lost your last three.
Yep.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're the leader of Team Homie.
You're the leader of Team. And it's just I'm disappointed somewhat. I ain't going front, bro.
And then
that's my nigga, though. I fuck with him, but man, I can't lie. I got to be a battle rap fan first.
Exactly. He tweeted he lost. Then he tweeted he said, I don't got the feel for it no more. Like, that's what them bullshit top 10. That's why Angry Fanship was created, because of statements like that. Like,
exactly.
I don't got the feel for it. Nigga, what you battling for, nigga?
Yeah, what you battling for?
For 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, and DNA, too. Like, DNA never did it for me, though. But I thought he was going to be, like, the greatest battle rapper ever just because he was so young. And he had, because he took a lot of losses in Grindtown, but the nigga beat Ness. Like, that was his best win, Ness, even though the battle was stupid, but that was his best win. And he went hard against Rex, too, even though he ran off the stage when he talked about his mama. But, oh, well, but DNA, you supposed to wash Young Cannon. And, like, y'all like Young Cannon, but me, my favorite Young Cannon battle was his first battle I ever seen him against Big Cannon. I was like, this nigga raw. And he washed Newborn. Other than that, I ain't really too much like YK, but I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. You know, I talk this shit all day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Angry Fan Movement.
You already heard.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Man. Yo, all right, so hold on, because we ain't talking about the rest of the battles. What y'all hearing about this? I'm hearing JC got 3-0'd.
What happened?
I'm hearing
heard JC
Magic
got 3-0'd.
I'm hearing Magic 2-1. 2-1 Magic from what I'm hearing. Yeah. I heard Jay-Z.
That's not bad.
Crazy shit.
You know what? Even if it was a 3-0, it wouldn't be that bad anyway. I had JC winning, but even if B-Magic had 3-0'd and it was on some debatable shit, closed rounds, that's not bad.
Yeah. Right. I heard it was a debatable one. It was a back and forth. Yeah.
I mean, and that's all we asked for. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
That's it. That way I call these niggas up and they say they got whoever and I can argue with these niggas. That's all this shit is about for us. Nothing more, none less.
Now, I heard Arsenal clearly beat Young Ill.
Not surprised.
Not shocked.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Young L, but I'm honestly not surprised. I didn't think he was going to be Arsenal, to be honest with you. I won't even front like I thought he had a chance. I really didn't. Call me biased if you want.
This is the third battle. Correct me if I'm wrong, fellas. The third battle, Young L.
Let's go ahead with it.
No, I'm saying.
Let's go ahead with it.
This is his third battle since he's been back, though, right, fellas? Charlie, Shine, and Arsenal.
Yes.
And you can make an argument and say he lost all three of those battles, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, son, about L anymore.
But you know what? Like, I still, you know what it is with me and Young L? Is that I just be wanting to see that L versus Surf come back. The L versus Hitman come back. I just want to see that L come back.
I don't think we're going to see that match.
But you know what? We don't know. I mean, I didn't hate he got washed.
I heard he got clearly beat. But yeah, not
really.
Yeah.
They say Arsenal was styling on him, son.
Yeah. He was styling on him?
That's what niggas are saying on Twitter. Arsenal was styling on him. Yo, anybody out there, if you went to the show, can you call up, man, please? We want to holler at you if you went to the show. What's really good? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's what he's saying. What about Big Cannon and Big T? Uh-oh.
I was
like
debatable 2-1.
I heard Cannon clearly 1-2-1.
Oh, really? I know I heard Big T choking the first I heard.
Yeah. Or the second one, I think it was. They said Big Cannon stir around. He was preaching on some luck shit to Big T.
Of course he was. This is probably, and that's a question. Is this Big Cannon's biggest battle ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a battle. You know what I'm saying? It was about Chicago. It was about a lot of shit.
Right. I just want to know if
Big T
did any Pushbacca.
Huh? So he humbled Big T. So can we officially say Big Cannon is the best in Chicago? Or are we going off that one battle? But can we? Is Big Cannon top tier now? He had a good battle with Cortez. He had a good battle with T Moneybags.
I think
you know what, Cowboy was cool.
You know what some fans will say, Caps? They'll say his level of competition is not really up to par to put him in that top tier bracket yet.
He just beat Big T.
But I think he needs another name, not maybe of a Big T, but somebody similar to that, you know what I'm saying, to that
name.
Resume of a Big T.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I got you.
Hey, man.
Just
want to
know.
Who would he battle next, though? Who would y'all like to see Big Cannon battle next? Ill Will?
See, my whole thing about this is Big Cannon is this. I didn't say he won all those battles.
Right.
I actually think T Moneybags edged him, and I also think that Cortez edged him down the line, to be honest with you, also.
He beat Sireboy, though, I thought.
Yeah, I had to beat Sireboy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know.
He gotta get some more names on his belt, though.
Big Cannon be on some preacher type shit. Who you want to see Big Cannon battle?
Ill Will?
I think Ill Will
be Magic.
Big Cannon up.
Or be Magic.
I wouldn't really jump for joy at that battle. I gotta be honest with you, I wouldn't run to see that battle, to be honest with you. It'd be like, oh, okay, that's a cool battle. Mm-hmm. I think it will give it to Big Cannon, to be honest with you. I honestly think that. Maybe JC, I don't know.
JC? No, I
wouldn't mind seeing. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him in JC. Yo, shout out to Mr. Mills. I heard Mr. Mills caught it went 3-0 versus D Eagle. From UBL, Mr. Mills and shit, he be on Spit That Heat Status. I'll fuck with that nigga right there.
I heard Tone Montana got killed.
Okay, why don't we just stop playing with Tone?
Huh?
I said, why don't we just stop playing with Tone Montana? Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this nigga. Like, how the hell do you go and have a dope-ass battle with Super Rider and Spit That Heat, make the PGs, have a cool battle with Cassius, you're going crazy and shit. And then it's just like, you had a dope battle with Lotta Zay. That was a dope battle. It's like, what the fuck happened to this nigga? Man, he's just been losing this shit. And
you know what happened
to
him?
I mean,
the UFF. When last year when he lost in the UFF.
I think so, too. That UFF.
Yeah.
Did you see that battle versus Skull?
Yeah.
Made no sense. No sense at all. And from there, you know what? It's been a wrap.
Mm. Any more callers, Tim? What's good? Talk to the people, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go 916-613.
916-613,
you on?
Hello?
Yo,
what's up, man? Oh, man, I wasn't trying to get through. I was just in my zone listening to y'all, man.
What's up, Angry Fan Movement, nigga?
Word up, Angry Fan Movement all day, man. I want to hear somebody that went to the show, too. Cause,
word, somebody went to the show.
Myself.
What's good, man?
Word up. So, yeah, I'll let y'all keep pushing.
All right. More calls, Tim.
All right, let's go.
Y'all hit me on Twitter if you went to the show. Hit me on Twitter. Let me plug you in.
Yeah, I know who the call went to the show now.
419-764. You on? Just listening? Man. By the way, lines are full. Lines are full to everybody. So we're tweeting out the link so you guys can listen live. We have 775-299.
Yo, what up?
What up,
Bangry fan?
Chillin'. How you, homie?
Good. I just saw your blog.
Oh, yeah? What you think?
Oh, shit.
Nah. It was let me preach a little bit, all right, Angry Fan?
All right.
Well, I've been a fan of battle rap since 02. I've seen it evolve from I've seen it from 106 and the MTV battles and Scribble Jams and WRC. Now it's getting really watered down. It's just it's the like guns and guns and guns, and then it's the nerdy. Where do you see battle rap going in the next couple of years? Do you think it's just going to die out, or what's going
on? I mean,
on?
Well, that's what a lot of people say. I hope not, because it's been around, like you said, it's been around for so long. I'm hoping that a new wave takes over. Like how the Quiet Room came out of nowhere and a lot of people started fucking with that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be the same stage. Like as long as it's around somehow, some way, I don't think it will die out right now. You see it's being mainstream now.
That's what I didn't want, though. Do you want it to go mainstream? Like it was a form of hip hop to keep it alive, because hip hop right now is just bullshit. You know, it's just I have this and that. I have much. You know what I mean? It was like the rarest form of hip hop, and it was just so different from everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do I want to die? Of course. I mean, do I want to go mainstream?
I don't want you. No, you don't want it to die out, but do you want it to go mainstream? Like, it's been on MTV, too. I remember Fight Club. That was on MTV, too, you know what I mean? But it was a different format, what it is now.
Yeah, I don't want it to go mainstream. I don't want it to go. As a battle rap fan, I want it to stay underground, but I want them to get paid, you feel me? So it is what it is. As long as they keep balance, man.
Hold on. 775, stay on really quick. I'm going to put you on. I'm going to get one more call that was actually at the event really quick. So I'm going to, stay on. All right, we got 773-499.
What's up, y'all?
What up, homie?
What's going on?
What's up, Angry Fan?
What's goody?
What's up, Three-Letter Man?
What's poppin', my dude?
Hey, I was in the building.
Talk about it.
Man, you met someone.
Yelling bullshit to the stage all night.
Okay.
First off, I don't know who's telling y'all info. That shit flawed. I don't know what's going on with these dudes that's giving y'all info, but all
right.
Quickly to like break everything down, great event. Watch DNA. It was a wash. It ain't gonna look debatable on cam, nothing.
Wow.
It's not gonna be
clear good. Like that?
Clear. Watch wash.
Wow.
DNA started with some fake luck shit. After that it was just downhill. It was just he was too predictable. It was the priority shit that X Factor said a long time ago again. It was he gonna talk about his losses. He gonna talk about it was just that, and it got to the point where people was in the crowd predicting where his schemes was gonna end. That's how bad it got. YK was just on his shit. He had that good balance of personals and then bars, schemes. He was on his shit. That was a wash. Arsenal Hill, I don't know who told y'all Hill got 3-0. That is far from true.
No, I said 2-1, 2-1, okay. Bro. They told us 2-1.
2-1? You know what?
That was probably,
I'm going to be real with y'all. That was probably, that might have been the worst battle of the night, to be real with you. But Hill had a fire first. Arsenal had an okay-ish first. Most people who went into the second saying Hill was up one. Both of their second was kind of Ars started strong, but then he started with, you know how sometimes Ars can kind of, you know, out of space somewhere, and he just, you know, and then they third, Ill had him, but, because Ill pulled out some pick and shit, but Ars had a fire rebuttal to it. And so Ars kind of clearly took the third. In my opinion, Ill kind of clearly took the first. The second is what it's going to come down to. That was not a clear win, though. Ice Pack was looking at the crowd saying, y'all looking for that old Ill, and everybody's like, yeah, that's him right there. For the first. Now, for the second and third, he was kind of going back to that. And then another thing to analyze that battle was Arsenal kind of went over the two minute thing.
I heard that.
Hill was trying to freestyle to make it, because he only wrote 2 minute rounds, and so he was trying to freestyle to make it from 2 minutes to 3 minutes, and it just didn't work. He should have left that freestyle at home.
Okay.
Who else was after that?
B Magic and JC.
JCB Magic, classic.
Classic.
I don't know how anybody walked out of there saying somebody got 3-0. That's crazy. That was a classic. I only hope that it translates better, well, not better, but translate the same on footage as it did in the room. But that was a classic.
If you had to lean to somebody, who you got winning, though, if you had to lean this to one?
Gun
to
my head? Oh, man. Gun to my head, I'm saying JC 2-1.
Wow.
Because JC had three fire rounds.
Hold on, bro. We got A-Verb on the line, man. I ain't want to hold out too much longer on A-Verb, man. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. Well, you ain't got to hang up, but I'm just saying, Verb on the line, man. What's up, Verb?
Get your music pumping.
Verb, I'm out here. How y'all doing?
Captain. Great. What's goody, Verb?
Say it again.
What's goody, my nigga?
Oh, everything good. What's the word?
Tell us, man. What happened?
This is a social media place world we in, right? What I got to say?
We had this 3-0, Verb. I heard it was ugly, man.
It was ugly. It was highly ugly, but I don't know, like, I can't tell you how, you know, like, one thing you got to do, you got to wait till it come out anyway. I mean, I'm not worried about nothing, but you always got to wait till it come out because, you know, shit might look a little different, but I'm not worried about that either. But you still, you know, I don't like to call that shit till it come out, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Herb, this street letter man, what do you think about him going on Twitter saying he lost when you saw that?
I mean, you're just being real with y'all shit. You know, I mean, you know, like, the thing is, like, you know, this in this sport, this is about war. This is about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to beat everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So him just saying he lost, like, I mean, because the fans, I'm sure they're harassing him, because that's what they do. They're harassing him, like, God damn, nigga, you did all that shit, you ain't even smoke this nigga. What? Yeah, you gotta know that. You know what I'm saying? So the fans were probably harassing him, and he just said, look, I lost. You know what I'm saying? And I know from doing this, that's a hard thing to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially like when, like, you know, a lot of people was depending on him to take me out. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got to understand, baby, I'm like that. it's a different thing. Like, the thing is with me, though, this is what I tell people all the time. Man, I'm different. I talk that shit and I back that shit. It's a very few niggas that can do that, man.
Mm.
You know? So, and then, like, now, Everybody tweet me like I always knew it. Y'all didn't know shit. Y'all thought that nigga was gonna smoke me.
I thought that shit.
I don't think so, Herb. I don't think so anymore. I think 2 years ago, fans thought that he probably would have smoked you. I think as the you know, time progressed, I think niggas, he lost to Rosenberg Raw. He had a shaky battle, Arsenal, for people saying, I don't think he was the favorite going into like that, bro. Real talk.
Y'all crazy. These
I'm
motherfuckers been harassing me. Listen, let me tell you something. These niggas been harassing me for the longest. You running from him. This is, and nobody, the first person that offered me money for Swave, I took it. I've been saying it very, very simply. Send me the motherfucking paper. We ain't got to do all this. The first person, it wasn't like I turned it down with one act and turned it down with, the first check came, okay, who is this for? Swave, load it up, send the money. That's how that shit worked. Like, I mean, nobody was willing to pay me. Why? You got to understand, Smack wasn't going to pay for that, man. But believe it or not, Smack's still a New York nigga at the end of the day, but he's a smart New York nigga. He knows he's not going to give me no money to do that, man. He know that shit. He can tell y'all whatever the fuck he want to tell y'all and say, hey, you know, he the most scariest nigga. Nah, he's a smart businessman. He can give that country nigga no bread to do this.
Oh, man. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, Verb, I mean, damn, my dude, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I thought we had you winning. I'm pretty sure a lot of people had you winning, but not to the effect where somebody's going to go on Twitter and say their heart is not no more.
Let me tell you something. I want these fans to stop talking to me. Like, I'm going to keep it real with y'all because here's the thing. This shit ain't going to never – it's not going to stop. You motherfuckers see a nigga go in and do something good with a weak-ass nigga and then try to bring him to kings and gods, man. Y'all couldn't do that. Don't fucking make shit. Don't send no nigga at me. Don't y'all stand behind no nigga unless that nigga's a king. If he's a king, he can hurt me. Other than that, nah, sit the fuck down, man. Nigga, as soon as one nigga come out to have two good battles in a small-ass room with a funky-ass rapper, all you motherfuckers start thinking that they good as us. Niggas ain't good as us.
Some of
like,
y'all.
Like, look, you got to understand. Last night,
you're more consistent
in the
room, original,
you knew
you
who
that,
was
right?
a king and who wasn't.
But, Verb. Yeah. You are more consistent than a lot of your guys that came up with you, though, brother, on some real shit. A lot of niggas been slacking.
Okay, listen. Let me just praise myself for a minute, if y'all don't mind.
My last
battle, Cortez, Arsenal, Disaster, and Sway. These are all niggas that could possibly beat me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. That's what I'm saying. Y'all niggas have to understand, and not y'all. I'm saying to the fans and everybody listening. Motherfucker, shut the fuck up. I'm going to lose if I want to lose, okay? Or they're going to boo me. Yeah. These niggas ain't, the niggas y'all picking aren't like that. They not like me. Is y'all fucking crazy? You niggas sound silly as a motherfucker. Ain't nobody just going to sit back and just throwing these pawns at no kings, nigga. That ain't how that fucking work. If you go into the last night, you knew who was what, man. Come on. The most exciting battle of the night was Charlie Clips and Hitman. Them niggas kings, man. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? The biggest body of the night was me. What you mean? And I let everything fail where it fell, man. What the fuck y'all talking about? Y'all niggas be praising these niggas getting a couple seconds of motherfucking fame and light and shit. Oh, man, he'll kill you. Shut the fuck up, man. it's just like I told y'all niggas at first, man. Two chihuahuas scratching, man. Ain't the same shit, man. It ain't the same type of shit, nigga. Fuck you mean? And shouts to Sway, because Sway came and he showed up. He did show up. It's just the thing is, I'm a nigga with many talents, man. I'm a nigga with many moves. You understand what I'm saying? So it's difficult. When a nigga book me, I think how I want to do it first. I don't just write for no nigga. I think how I want to do it. That might take 2 weeks of me thinking. How do I want to do this? That's how that fucking shit work, man. Nigga, the thing is, if you're going to hunt me and be prepared to know that. See, this situation was like this. Because Cortez, that's my nigga, too. Cortez hunted me, too. And I sent him right back. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking hunt me. You hunt me. If niggas pressing the fact that I'm going to get this nigga Verb. And first off, I ain't never had to chase nobody. Because I'm solidified in what I do. I came out as that nigga. I didn't have to chase a battle nowhere. So if a nigga hunt me, if you hunt me down, motherfucker, you better do some shit I ain't never seen. Because I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass. It's the same shit as, like, if we stay in the same neighborhood and every day you telling the whole hood, I'm going to beat this boy out, whoop his ass, and I'm brushing you off like, bruh, go on about your business before I hurt you. And then you finally get me to come outside and say, all right, man, what's up? and I beat the shit out of you, then what? You got to move out the hood. Like, listen, you got to think. I've seen every situation possible. Do you understand? Half the niggas that y'all praise only good in New York City, number one. Okay? I made every city on the planet rock with me. Everyone I've been to, I stopped the room. So I'm experiencing that in that regard. I'm experiencing, I've seen everything. I've been booed by thousands and finished my round. You niggas can't mentally fuck with me? What y'all talking about? I told niggas, man, if I, listen, and then when I do what I do, ain't no getting me off you, man, until I want to get off you. That's how that fucking shit work, man.
Wow.
You gotta understand, man. Like, you dealing with a dangerous motherfucker, man. Hitman, Charlie, most exciting battle of the night, biggest body verb. Now, anybody who else is there, tell me something else more exciting than either one of them two things. God damn it. What the fuck y'all niggas talking about? I think I was draped in gold, man. What the fuck y'all talking about? I didn't think he talked to me. Kings were gold, man.
Yo, I heard you all them shook on them, Verb.
Yeah, why not? Shit, all the shit we done took, goddamn, get your ego. Let me explain something to y'all right quick. We from St. Louis. So when you take me, Hitman, and shit like that, we from St. Louis. We don't have the luxury of being able to walk down the street to Def Jam like these motherfuckers got. So this all we got. So we put our extra foot in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We became stars to the world of what this shit is. We don't got time to play with you niggas. Fuck that. Look, you understand? Charlie was trying to smoke Hitman. And Hitman was trying to smoke Charlie. Neither one of them niggas was moving. You see what I'm saying? If Hitman would have took anybody else that night, he'd have smoked them. If Charlie would have took anybody else, he'd have smoked him. They just weren't smoking each other. Because the niggas kings, man.
Mm.
You got to understand how the room changed. When I got on stage, the room felt different. It wasn't no more chihuahua scratching. It wasn't that shit. It was that shit.
Oh, man.
What you mean? It was that was a pit bull with rabies on stage. That was that type of shit.
Does good.
I made a
chance,
lot
Burb?
Of niggas in the building money right then and there.
Burb, it's three letter man.
Stop sending these niggas at me. I'm gonna send them back, man.
It does good stand a chance?
No, I'm just saying it's always some niggas do stand a chance when only niggas that I can lose to is niggas who got the same power as me.
Mm.
Them the niggas I can lose to. They gotta be teams, man. I can't. These other niggas, nah, man. Mm. These niggas, but that's just what it is. Like, you got to think, and now y'all got all the best niggas finna sit down because we tired of this shit. So now battle rap rests on the shoulders of all these new niggas you motherfuckers like.
Well, bro, you can't keep shitting on the young boys, man. Come on.
Yes,
now. How many
I can,
niggas got
angry
talent,
man.
Man.
Yes, the fuck that's I can.
Man,
you know
man,
I
still other man. Come on, Verb. You can't
no,
shit
no, come
on all.
Shit, angry fan. I'm going to tell you why.
Nah.
Listen, the reason
nah,
why
nah,
I
nah.
keep shitting on.
Hold up. But hold up, bro. Hold up. It's angry fan right here, bro. That was three letter man. It's angry fan.
That's three letter man telling
you
this, bro.
You
got to
understand something. If y'all are all retiring, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Okay, let me say this. Y'all get to watch y'all new niggas who y'all feel that we in the way of. Y'all get to watch them niggas. These niggas again. Listen, we didn't have time to practice, man. You understand what I'm saying? We didn't have time. These niggas get time. So now y'all get all these, listen, Rex finna go away, Hitman going away, Bye Bye Verb. What is y'all going to do? What is y'all going to watch? All these new niggas that y'all say that we don't give opportunities to, y'all got to watch these boring motherfuckers now. I don't know. Y'all get to watch these weird-ass niggas getting on stage. Fucking weirdos.
Oh, man. Come on, Verb.
These niggas weirdos, Langley fan, and you know it.
Verb.
This is the state of battle rap. Listen. Battle rap is about to die, man, because we're leaving it alone, man.
Stop saying that
Burr,
shit,
hold
bro.
On,
not,
Burr,
let's do that, come on now.
Why don't you niggas battle these niggas in? You battle Boom for one round. I mean, how the fuck can you say they weirdos and y'all not going to battle these niggas to even find out if they can beat you? You just assuming that, I think, man.
Exactly.
Weird.
I agree.
No, okay, listen.
These niggas just got 3-0'd by Young Cannon. So why can't a PG nigga beat DNA?
Wait a minute. Young Cannon beat DNA? Okay, you said... Why? He's a PG nigga? Y'all can send him PG?
No, I'm just saying, if DNA got 3-0'd just now by YK, why can't a PG, why can't Danny Myers battle DNA? Or something like that.
I agree.
I'm pretty sure Danny Myers can get him. Somebody got to pay for it, though. That's it.
I mean,
you gotta think like this. This is your hard-earned money that you go to work for, right? So when you want to book a battle and try to make some money, you got to understand, if you book one of us versus one of them, you're going to pay us a lot of money, pay them pennies, and then what? It's going to be an easy night for us to smoke them and go on about our business. So you gave us money for no reason.
Well, how do we know that verb? Hold on, it's three-letter man. It's three-letter man verb. How do we know that could transpire if that hasn't happened yet?
Okay, well, let me say this. I'm going to tell you how. Because I didn't sweat on stage last night. Now you tell me. I want somebody to tell me. I didn't even sweat. Shirt wasn't wet. Nothing. I didn't sweat last night.
I tell you this though. I think a younger cat would have gave you a better match than Swave. If Swave got to go on Twitter and say,
God.
I'm out.
Now all of a sudden, now somebody better than Swave.
I didn't say that verb. I'm not saying any better than Swave, you know. But let's be real. How many times do you see a battle rapper go on Twitter, verb, go on Twitter and say, I'm out, I lost, I'm not in it no more? You don't see a lot of battle rappers do that. So if a nigga in Swade's character to do that, these young boys ain't doing that right now. They coming with bars, though, man. They trying to get to y'all level. So they know they got to pen tough rounds.
Okay, listen, I'm going to say this to you. My first battle with SB was February 28, 2009. This is 2014. If I'm still getting money out of this shit, somebody's not moving nobody out of the way. You understand it? I've been out here for 5 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Half of a fucking 10-year prison sentence. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? Nobody has slowed down no money for none of us. Good's been
out. You're talking about the money, though. You're not talking about the overall battle, though. You're talking about the money.
Okay,
you're not talking about wins or losses.
No. What I'm saying is it's been many waves of rappers that came in.
Right.
And they're not like us. I deal in fact. I don't deal in fiction or opinion. Fact is, last night, you knew who was who. That's all I'm telling you. The excitement, the room tempo changed. The atmosphere changed. The temperature in the room changed when them niggas was on stage. Period. The end. This is not opinion. When we got on stage, it's different. When we walk in the room, it's different. When we walk in the room and they know we in the room, it's pandemonium for us. You understand what I'm saying? This should not still be happening.
Verb, it's pandemonium because of their resume, how long you in stature in battle rap, my dude. That's what I'm saying.
So is people doing this for Cardi right now?
For who?
You don't know the fuck he is, do you?
Cardi, who's Cardi's? It's
Cardi,
my nigga.
Battle Murder Mook from back in the day from Brooklyn.
Oh, come on, Party Artie?
No. He's small. Cardi, C-A-R-D-I.
Oh, Cardi, back in the day. We're not talking about Cardi. We're talking about right now, presently, verb.
I'm just saying, is people doing that for you?
No.
Right?
Your verb, you ain't shit. No.
You understand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So what I'm telling you is, the gang, y'all finna be sitting up and having snooze fests, man. It's period.
I can't agree with that.
Verb.
I just watched Jamie
watch
Myers.
Did you watch Snow versus H.A. Double on the UFF?
No. Why would I waste my time watching it?
Verb. I'm sorry, man. It's G-Letter Man. I just watched West Coast Dread against Danny Myers 3 times, and I got to say, that battle was fire, dog. It was fire.
Yeah. West Coast, who the fuck is West Coast Dread?
Well, you need to get familiar.
Why in the fuck? Listen, let me tell you something. AJ, that's my boy. So, look, I saw the trailer for the UFF shit. I promise y'all, some of these niggas, I don't know who the fuck they were.
I'm telling you.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't watch or know these niggas until I have to know these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Until you motherfuckers become threats or so everybody keeps saying he the truth, then I gotta watch you. Other than that, I don't have to watch none of you niggas.
So hold on, bro. You haven't heard nobody say anything nice about Danny Myers?
No, I know Danny Myers is, yes, I know who he is, because everybody kept mentioning to him. So I clicked this shit and I watched it.
And
I tweeted him and said, yeah, this boy got some shit.
Okay. I want to say your opinion on him? Okay.
No. Soon as I, and I'm sure you could probably find a tweet that I sent to the boy, because the thing is, it wasn't too long ago. You know what I'm saying? I watched him. I said, oh, yeah, this nigga is good.
Mm.
And I said, okay, damn. And I tweeted him, yeah, this nigga is good, because everybody kept talking about him. So I didn't have a fucking choice. I didn't watch JC until Red told me to watch him. And wow. That's honest. Ag, you can get Red on the phone. Red told me you need to watch this JC nigga. I was like, why? For what? He was like, watch him. You know what I'm saying? Watch the nigga. And that's when I watched him. When I said, right, I'm going to check the nigga out. That's when I watched JC. I didn't watch JC on my own goddamn time. I watched him because a nigga I respected told me that he was dope.
Well, trust me, my nigga. You watch this battle, West Coast Dread and Danny Myers, you will not be disappointed, bro.
Okay, listen. I got a bad idea. No.
You watch that shit, you would not be disappointed, nigga. Fuck that. Fuck what you talking about.
Okay,
that
listen,
battle
listen.
Was fire.
Listen. Listen. Let me tell you something. How many people was in the room?
Nigga, it was about 20 people in the fucking room. That shit was still fire.
20 people. So that's worse. Them two parakeets going, squeak, 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 squeak. That's what's going
what's
on
the,
there.
What's, it's like battle in the choir room. The same shit. Battle in the choir room. It's the same shit. It's the same shit like battle in the choir room, my nigga. It was a good battle,
okay,
man.
Listen. Okay, 20 people was there, right?
About 20, 30 people, yeah.
I'm not watching it.
I enjoy that shit. Fuck that, Verb. I enjoy that
it
shit. Was
good. You know what, Angry Fan? That's your job because you enjoy this. This is what you do, and you have to watch it. In my case, I don't have to watch that shit because I just don't want to.
But, Verb, it was, yo, Verb, real shit, it was a good battle. I'm telling you, man.
I bet it was. You know what? I believe you, and I trust your judgment. I believe that you're that it was. I believe that shit. But I'm just not watching this shit. if something ever happens to where, I don't know, earthquake in St. Louis or shit like that, and I might sit down because I might need something to do. But I'm not wasting my eyesight on that type of shit. I'm not.
Verb. What about the rest of the battles? What happened with Cannon and
C? And, actually, I left after the first round.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's go.
B Magic,
JC.
Their battle was. It was cool. It wasn't like fireworks, like you know everybody thought. But Magic won, though.
Magic won.
Yeah.
Ill versus
Art. Ill versus Art. That's kind of horrible to say.
Oh Lord, niggas, they say Arsenal won. Don't stick up for young Ill, man. Come on now.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me do my shit, okay?
Yeah.
The thing about Ars, it wasn't like Ars was. Well, Ars did win in the
stop
race.
Stop making excuses for Ice Pack, Burb. It's three letter man. Stop making excuses for Ice Pack. Say he lost. It's okay, my nigga. It's okay.
Now we're just talking about the next battle.
Yeah, let's move on there. Fuck it, he lost. That's saying he lost, ladies and gentlemen. Next battle, please.
Let's go next, man. I think that's it. Aver versus Slave. I think we all heard about how that ended. And you said you only so you saw the first round of Cannon and C. Who won that first round?
That was up. You got to get it to Cannon because T choked the first round.
Okay. Top 10 niggas choking, man. Come on now, say it ain't so.
You didn't see me do that. I only
not
see me.
Verb. I say it again. Out of the niggas that's been doing it for a long time. You are pretty much consistent. Not a lot of your boys are consistent.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I show up with three rounds, and I always give it my shot. I turn up.
Exactly.
I do what I got to do.
But would you admit on the Angry Fan Show, the Street Letter Man again, that a lot of your peers who's been in your ranking don't come with three rounds all the time? Would you agree with that?
Some of them don't.
So what do you expect? So why do y'all top 10, not you, Verb, but some of your brethren them, try to shit on the young boys who's coming with three rounds when you're not coming with three rounds your damn self.
Because they're coming with three rounds of squeak, 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 squeak.
What are these niggas doing, man? Dapping on stage, hugging each other. Come on, Verb.
Okay, listen. Y'all, Charlie, didn't, he wasn't always a third round type of guy, and he's still a king, right?
A king? I think we give Charlie props because of the amount of battles he has, and he wins a lot of his battles, and he has a lot of debatable battles.
Charlie will not die clearly.
You can't kill Charlie.
Huh?
I don't think nobody can actually kill Charlie Clips.
No, you're not gonna kill that boy. Now you can you can beat him, you know, but you can't kill him.
Right. That's why it's debatable.
Composed, he sound good, he's sarcastic, he got all that good shit something. Mm-hmm. You know, and he wasn't always coming with three rounds and y'all weren't tripping with him.
Are you no, we tripped on Charlie Clips. Trust me on that. This nigga captured
okay, so,
old fucking blog.
So who else ain't been putting? Because Ars is consistent as well. He's consistent.
Well, Ars be losing a lot of battles though. I can name him if you want. I can name him if you want, Verb. Your boy Hitman Holler didn't have no three rounds, a third round against Conceited, And they was up there dapping each other up, conceded, talking about wilding out. He clearly had wilding out on his mind.
Okay, one time.
It doesn't matter one time. We're talking about that time. Of course it's one time. But we still got to talk about it, Verb, as a battle rap community.
Okay.
We can't get niggas
happy. Opposed to all the great performances.
Dog, you think people care about Kobe Bryant's 81 points? No, they moved on from that, Verb.
No. Yes, we still do. At the end of the day, he gave some grown men 81 points.
Yeah, no doubt. But we moved on. We off that, though. Is what you doing.
Okay.
We live in a what you doing now world. You know that, Verb. Come on. That's why I say, out of your peers, you give us consistent battles. A lot of your peoples don't.
Okay, well, let me say this then. I'll tell you this. The St. Louis boys have been putting in some amazing shows. How about that?
Nah, you're not lying about that shit. You right about that.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we come from the most unlyrical state city in the world, you know, just because of what's been presented to y'all. So
right.
We fight
agreed
a little harder. We put
mm-hmm
on some of the best shows. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Verb, we're gonna get a caller on really quick. He was at the event. Give us 1 second. We got 347-925. We got Verb still on the line. You on?
Yo, Verb, Queen Flip, nigga. What's up?
Queen Flip. Hello, Queen Flip.
Listen. This is what I'm trying to tell you, my nigga. You a good nigga, man. But I told you about the cocky-ass attitude you have talking all this bullshit. First of all, when Austin's on stage killing Young L, you was mad. Do you remember me approaching you after talking about why you mad, Verb? Do you remember that?
No.
You was mad on stage. Yes,
okay. So what I do to Sway, then? Let's talk about that.
Listen, we're not talking about that. We're talking about...
No. Let's talk about me. What's up? I smoked y'all boy, right?
I told you about that.
I shot y'all boy in the head, right? Right in the middle of the head, right?
Listen, I told you, get that Showtime shit out of here, bro.
Listen. I shot y'all boy in the fucking head. Let's talk about
When you get in that quiet room, nigga, just know it's not going to be the same. Nigga, you was on here... You did your thing last night. You did your thing last night, my nigga. I can't... You was amazing. You took off the gold jacket. You like a fucking gold Power Ranger, nigga.
Well, I was trying to impersonate you motherfuckers. Shiny-ass, glitter-ass fucking city. I was trying to do y'all move.
I called you this morning. I congratulated you. I called you. I see your Verb. You know,
uh-huh.
You really, you know. I congratulated you this morning because I spoke to Swave and we in the same hotel and I spoke to him and you know you really did your thing. You know what I'm saying?
No. Let me ask you something.
Hold on. A lot of people think that if it was Swave from last year, it would have been different. But I can't take that from you.
No! Fuck no! No,
I don't think
fuck
so.
No. Wait. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear about no mental problems. I don't want to hear about none of that shit. Don't make no excuse if it was a Sway from last year. Because if this was me, it would have been a fucking
won,
box.
Nigga. You won. You
huh?
did, nigga. But
no, I didn't win. I killed him. It's a fucking difference, Queen Flip.
And Austin killed Young L.
He killed him?
You was mad for you, nigga. You was tapping a nigga. Yo, look at the time. Remember all that? I was coming at you on stage, nigga, like we always do, since Gnome 3.
Okay, well, listen. Well, let me say this to you. Regardless of what it is, I killed Arsenal. Man, what's up? I shot him, too. What's up?
No, you grazed Arsenal. You didn't kill him.
Shot that nigga in his fucking throat, man. He just didn't die.
You grazed Arsenal put on a show last night, nigga.
Okay, well, listen. I grazed him a lot of goddamn times then. How about that? He went home bleeding like a motherfucker, didn't he?
Listen, all I'm going to say, I'm not going to take up the time. All I want to say is this. You a good nigga. I got a lot of
respect.
You get this cocky shit. When you talk about the young nigga, I don't watch battles neither. But sometimes you just talk too much shit. Like, shut up, my nigga.
I talk constant shit, and I'm going to keep talking constant shit. How about that?
And you ugly.
I can hear everybody you know.
Listen, I'm out of here. I'm not going to take the time. All I want to tell you, my nigga, stop shaking the
check. Check your phone, Queen Flip. Check your phone.
You hear me? You hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, all I'm going to say is that quiet room shit. All I'm going to say is the quiet room. We know what we're trying to set up. And...
Yeah, just in the morning, man. We ain't got to do all that. It's the best.
Yeah, I know. There's one nigga you didn't kill from New York, and that's it, nigga. I'm out.
All right, there it go then. All right, make it happen.
Yeah.
Come on, ugly nigga.
I bet.
Oh, God.
Give me another caller.
Give another caller, man. Let's get it popping.
Do Detroit 313-748. You want to lie? 313-748.
Damn, I was
listening. All right.
Damn.
Let's go 314-520. 314-520. Next table. 314. See, this is scared now. That's what it is. It's scared now. 914-423. 914-423. You on? All right, I got
what's
one person telling me. Ready. All right, we got 631-608. 631-608.
Yo, what up,
Oh, shit. Snake Eyes.
Yo, first off, I told y'all niggas Bird was going to kill Sway, man. Told y'all niggas, man. Salute the Bird, man.
We're not the only Snake Eyes. We said Bird was going to win anyway, though, brother.
Nah, listen, man. Slave got his ass.
Talk that shit. I ain't going to be saying nothing. Talk that shit. Go ahead.
Slave got his, I don't want to hear none of that Twitter shit.
Keep going.
His ass kicked, man. This is why the PG, we got to chill. Pump the brakes with the PGs, man.
Y'all bugging.
Nah, listen, it's not we bugging, my nigga. It's different. Like, niggas is experienced, man. Like, when niggas is on stage, you in front of niggas. When it's that time, niggas,
so hold on. Stop for a second. If niggas are experienced,
Radio,
why did
Swave
Sever, why did Swave Sever choke in front of A-Verb then? Talking about on Twitter, I lost it. If we're talking about that then, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. How are you not on your A game against the nigga you have chased and won?
Exactly.
Keep going.
I don't understand that. You feel what I'm saying? And the keep of the stack, I knew, and I predicted Hitman wasn't going to play with Clip Siva. I told y'all.
Keep going. I'm not going to even say shit. Keep going.
Nah, real nigga shit like Verb, I fuck with you, Salute and all that. Like, but I predicted this was gonna happen, like as far as this Sway situation, like I seen it, like Sway is good, you feel what I'm saying? But I just knew, like, nah, man, it just seemed like listen. Who else, like, who's gonna care about any other Sway battles now? It's like the only battle we really cared about was him seeing Verb. Like, we niggas felt like he deserved Verb. Like, and him chasing him is why we was really grasped to him, really. Like, after this just happened to him, are we gonna care about Sway battling anybody?
If he does good and gives a better performance than he did against A-Verb, of course, this is a forgiving society in battle rap. We still waiting for Young L to give us a dope battle.
Like what, man? We thought this was going to be the greatest Sway. We ain't going to want to see him against nobody else. We thought this was going to be the pinnacle. We thought he was going to kill Verb.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want to see? Do you want Iron Solomon to come back? I think Iron Solomon should come back after that performance he did against Murder Mook. I want to see Cats bounce back. Do you not want to see Cats bounce back?
Listen.
Listen.
We wasn't supposed to be talking like this today, man. We expected a classic at least.
I agree.
Are you serious, Swave? Are you serious? Like, you on Twitter saying I'm done with this shit? Like, he made you go on Twitter and say I'm done with this shit.
Well, listen.
Sometimes shit ain't nothing to play with,
man. But let me say this. Let me say this, not to cut you off, bro. Let me say this. The thing about what happened is, What happened with Swave is going to make him great if he keep going. Like, all the great niggas have tasted their own blood. You see what I'm saying? You have to taste your own blood to become a king. You see what I'm saying? Now, if he keep going, the next nigga he see, he's going to smoke because he's not going to want that feeling again. You see what I'm saying? So everybody has to do it. Like, listen, when Cortez came and he was on there with me and he knew he was going to smoke me and this shit and other, and I showed him what he won, Cortez has smoked every nigga since then.
But listen, you got to think about it like this, man. Swave wasn't going to be in this shit too long anyway, man. Swave is not a PG. We don't got time to see Swave kick it back up and get a couple battles and see if he can reach his limit. Like, dog, like, nah. Like, this was his battle. This was his battle to solidify himself in his battle rap, man.
Okay, because listen. What happened to all this shit when niggas were saying shit like, nah, Swae said that he was just focusing on me and all his energy was put on me and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All the interviews, all that shit. I'm trying to get all that shit.
Listen, man. Stage fright, man. Niggas get on that stage like, oh, it's that time. And come on, man. There's no way you could lose. How you lose that? How you lose that it at this battle? Like, come on, my nigga.
Okay, you got to understand is one thing. That shit look easy until I'm
fans,
in front of you.
The fans deserve Swae's explanation, man. He got to come on the show and explain how.
Listen. I saw an interview. Well, he said, he got a newborn baby at the crib.
Yo, absolutely. Come on, man. He talking about his kids on camera, man.
I'm just saying, I have a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of those. So, I mean, if I can manage it with all mine, this ain't nothing. So what I'm saying, he said the time was cut short. Time was not cut short. Gracie tried to book us for 2 minutes. I said we can go three. When we got there, she said, what's a good cutoff time for you? I said, I don't know, 3:20. So we got more than enough time. It's just the material. When you got that amount of material, you got to get wild. You feel me? We were the only battle that had 3 minutes. It was nothing else you could ask for.
And I mean, I guarantee, Goods is going to be way more of a better opponent because he's...
Oh, yeah, because Goods is a king.
You know what I'm saying? It's different limits and his levels, man. Like, we understand these young niggas got it, you know what I mean? But they're not ready yet.
How do you know? Hey, stop. No, all due respect, I'm so sick and tired of niggas saying they're not ready. Hold on.
Yeah.
We do not know if they not ready. If you're not giving niggas chances, you can't say a nigga can't play basketball if you don't give him a chance one-on-one, my nigga. Let's be real here. Let's be fucking real.
Yo, I didn't even know who West Coast Dre is, man.
So what? You know who he is now, though, right? You know who he is
now.
All right,
so now we're going to keep talking about it. Like, come on, man. Like,
when
they
battle, when they battle's popping, that's what we're going to do.
All right, man. All right. I understand, man. But come on, man. He's ready. West Coast Red is ready.
I'm not saying he's ready. I'm saying Danny Myers is ready, in my opinion.
Like that, bro. You got to give him some more battles like that before we
exactly.
start talking crazy about him.
Well, we're not talking crazy about West Coast Red. We're giving him props about his battle. See, niggas get it fucked up because you give a nigga props about their battle. We just saluting them. No, we saluting that particular battle they just dropped. That's what we're doing.
What I'm saying is, in a way, man, it's kind of disrespectful, man, to the niggas that paved the way, man. It's like,
yeah.
Wow,
y'all. Okay, shit. You know
what?
I don't even say shit.
Yeah, like, nah, real shit, though. Like, this is a different element, man. Like, when they came in, when Verb and the Mooks and Lux and all these niggas came in, man, it was different, man. Niggas was hanging together. Niggas doing shit. It's reasons why they had this stature. You dig what I'm saying? These young niggas just came in and got a couple battles, and we putting these niggas on these niggas'
levels. Let me ask you a question. You saying a couple of battles, right?
Right.
Danny Myers probably got about 4 to 6 battles.
Yeah, hold on, three. He's not talking about Danny Myers, though, three.
I'm bringing him up. I know he's not.
But
for example,
you know what, though? We can't keep riding with Danny, son. Everybody else got to step up, too.
Exactly, yo. At the end of the day, it's okay to like someone, but you got to be real. Like, you understand what I'm saying? You just got to be real. Like, that's not fair, my nigga.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Danny Myers can rap. Danny Myers is not a star worth nothing, though. It's just the
You don't think he's a star?
Not even close. Not a glitter. He's not going to.
I disagree.
The thing is, what makes a star is the it factor. Because the thing is, when a nigga come in the room, like, look, Jay Black posted a tweet. He said, man, Verb's such a star. I was speechless when I met him. So when you can make a nigga say that, it's a different thing when his friends are coming in the room.
Because of your past battles and your resume.
Hold on, three.
Let me tell you something. It's a presence. Before this shit, if I come in the room, you know I'm in the room. That's just how that's how that shit works. Like Arsenal come in the room, you know Arsenal in the room.
So what gives you that star factor is what I want to know.
Listen, stars are born, not made.
You say Danny Myers is not a star. So you think
no.
that... There's no way he can become one or what? Because he's making a whole lot of noise.
Okay, listen. You know what? Listen, let me tell you something. I can help these new niggas and tell them what the fuck they're doing wrong and help them get better at what they're doing. One thing Danny Myers got to stop doing, stop smiling when the other nigga rap. stop saluting shit. That already makes you a joke to people.
I said, yo, that's a bar right there. That's an angle in itself. You feel what I'm saying?
They've already taken that angle at him already. You're right.
Okay, but listen. Why the fuck you so happy, man? Why are you so happy? Why are you screaming behind my shit? This is a battle, which means one of us is trying to win, one of us is trying to lose. He's too goddamn friendly. That is never going to make him top tier. Not too fucking friendly.
I just want to say one more thing, man, before I get off the line, man. Yo, like, these niggas, what I'm saying is, man, these niggas is never going to be what the top 10 niggas is. These dudes need to just do what they do and create their own legacy instead of trying to chase and throw shots at these niggas that's already solidified.
Hold on a second. I want to cut in because I don't want to let me get a word in. Do we not see a couple of years ago, no disrespect, Verb, they doing the same thing you did against Murder Mook on that blog back in the day when you was asking for battles now. Let's be fair. That's all I'm asking. Let's be fair. We're going to talk fairness. Let's be fair on the show.
Yo, three letter man, you biased.
Not at all, nigga. No, not at all.
Hold on. Here's the difference.
I'm out, man. Yo, right, Verb, salute the W, man. Salute him.
Okay, listen. Let me say this. Here's the difference. The day when you saw me and Mook arguing in the club, you know what the conversation started was?
Enlighten me.
The first conversation I asked Mook was, how much do you want?
Right.
That's how you start a conversation, not battle me. You start a conversation and say, okay, because in my mind, I know for a fact he's solidified in what he's done. How much do you want is the question.
Mm.
That was the question. How much? That's what started our whole conversation. I didn't come at him and say, let's battle, take me. Fuck no. The question was, how much do you want? And that's why how that works. Now, if you come at us and say, how much do you want? That'll get you way further. You see what I'm saying? It's just period to end. Danny Myers can be the greatest rapper in the world. We too goddamn friendly, man. That's just it. And listen, Ali Boom is trying too hard to be a star. He's starting to do weird shit now.
I agree with that. I agree with Ali Boom. I agree with that.
But hold on, though, Verb.
Before everybody was saying the PG dudes don't blog. Now Ali Boom is blogging. Now they're saying he's doing too many blogs.
Listen, it's not a natural blog with Ali Boom now. It's not natural. What it is it's forced. And when things are forced, they become corny. When I saw him on the URL thing, he said, I'm going to be booming all over the room. That made a lot of niggas say, I don't like him.
Okay.
Who want to argue with that?
I want to say something, though, to be honest. You made a comment about Verb, that Danny Myers laughs too much or daps too much, but there's a reason why people are screaming his name, not because of that, and I agree with what you said. If you want to say, fine, he's dapping too much and smiling too much, cool, but because of his battles, he has replay value battles that we can all watch and be like, okay, this nigga is spitting. You don't need to be spitting 5 years to get a match, in my opinion. Like, if you could rap, you could battle, in my opinion. That's the era I'm from, bro. I know it's politics and how the rap battle world is that you got to get your march and you got to wait and niggas be ducking each other. I get all that. But you can't sit there and say when you hear certain these young niggas rap, they have potential. Now, you have potential.
You're right. I believe that. But here's the thing. What makes us different from them is we were authentic. Listen, the thing is, we can sell you authentic. You see what I'm saying? Like, for instance, when you hear good, you believe that he's swagged and he's a boss. You believe that shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When you hear Ice talk, you believe that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You hear me talk, you believe that shit. Whatever you want to think. He's been around something. You see what I'm saying? You feel that. When you see Hitman on stage, when he's talking that shit to you, you believe that he will do that. You know what I'm saying? It's believability. Like, no one believes these niggas.
Mm.
Nobody believes these new niggas. That's the problem. We don't. Whatever the fuck y'all say. What? You're right. It's like, come on. It's been so much weird shit. Like even dudes say, like, well, man, you shooting a chunk with one hand and all this shit. Like, come on. Like, what the fuck y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? So that's what makes us different. We're authentic. Rex makes you feel like whatever the fuck he's saying, it's going to happen.
You're authentic, Verb, because you guys are the first of the breed, though, my dude.
No, because you believe us, because you look at us and you believe that.
No, I'm telling you that because y'all are the first breed. I don't believe that because y'all are the first breed.
No,
y'all
we're
have
not
to
the
go,
first
y'all,
breed.
Verb, nah, but not, to be fair, hold on a second. To be fair now, Verb, the young boys, they got to fight to get their spot more than you guys. That's some real shit. They got to fight. They got to go PG, PG battle.
These niggas don't even wear earrings,
PG battle. Huh?
These niggas don't even wear earrings, man.
You're talking about appearance now. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about appearance. I mean,
yeah,
I'm talking about
niggas don't even wear earrings.
Okay. I'm talking about rhyming, my nigga. Rhyming.
Okay, listen. Do you like rappers that... Okay, listen. Here's the thing about rappers. A rapper has a certain stigma on him, right? Right?
Yeah.
Listen, if a bitch say, yeah, my boyfriend a rapper, you have to match that rapper thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you have to say, well, he a rapper. You a rapper, nigga. What the fuck? Ain't you a rapper? You see what I'm saying? Because it's a stigma on that. These niggas don't even look like rappers. These niggas look like janitors and shit like that. Oh,
man. Bro, you ain't shit, bro.
Like, come on. Like, think about it. You can't see Adi Boom sweeping us a high school.
Oh man.
Nigga said sweeping a high school.
You can't see him doing that? Come on, let's be familiar.
But you battle him though. You battle the same nigga you saying that to. You battle him, bro.
Christmas check.
I get that. I know it's about the check. Trust me. I get it. Hey, I get
okay,
it. Believe
listen,
me.
Listen. You don't think you can see Danny Myers on Catch a Predator?
Damn.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Captain.
Come on, we talking, right?
Yeah, we talking, brother, but Jesus.
So listen, you mean to tell me, Catch a Predator come on, and you see Danny Myers without his hat on, you don't think that he can fit that squirt real good? Y'all better shut up talking to me. That's y'all better do.
These weird-ass
niggas y'all like, man.
I fuck with you, my nigga. I'll give you a hard time, but I fuck with you heavy, man. You a wild boy, man.
Hold on.
Yeah. I want to talk about, nobody's mentioned this, I want to talk about Shoddy Horror. I think Shoddy Horror and you is going to be a dope battle. I don't think that's one that's going to go, that's going to, you know, then again, I didn't think Slave, this battle was going to be crazy, you know, what it ended up being, but what do you think about that coming up? I mean, are you expecting something crazy from him? Are you a fan of his?
He's a good rapper. Shoddy is very good as far as putting things together. To me, I think it's more of a worry about him if we were in his part of the world. You know what I'm saying?
If you were in Don't Flop.
Huh?
Is that what you're saying? If you were in Don't Flop, if you were in the UK?
Yeah, if I was overseas, he'd be more of a problem than he is going to be in America.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like in America, he's not going to have that same kick.
Because of his accent, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to battle Shoddy Horror. No disrespect to Shoddy Horror, but you're going to crack all these other niggas, Verb? Come on, man. It ain't like Shoddy doing that much work than these other niggas that you downplaying, brother. Shoddy Horror got to stop all like that.
Shoddy's still a king in his world, though.
In his world, yeah, because ain't not much niggas over there popping like that. Let's keep it real.
I just do what they pay to do.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say no. But yes.
Is there anybody you like who's new, Verb? Is Angry Fan?
Anybody is new.
Ill Will. You better about. I need you to see battle Ill Will,
really. As well last night.
Hey, would you battle Ill Will?
No, I just shot his bust.
Huh? Oh, God. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, if you really think, like, let's say Verb wasn't even being funny. Do you think that he's wrong for even saying that, though?
Yes.
You think so? If Verb is wrong for saying that?
Yes.
No, I'm not. Well, how would I be wrong? I shot his boss.
So you got to go to Youngboy now because the son.
Come on, let me answer the question.
I'm going to tell you why.
We don't work the way down now. Come on, man.
How's that working down? Ill Will is better than Swave 7 right now to me.
But you can't say that if Swave is the head dude and Verb beats Swave, you can't say now you got to go down to the Young Boys. That, you cannot do that.
Why not,
though? That's totally backwards.
Why you can't battle Ill Will?
My nigga, he just beat Swave.
You don't think Ill Will would have been a better match, Averb, than Swave?
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about
Ill Will would have been up a better match than Swave 7. That's what I'm talking about right now. Ill Will would have put
up a better match. Yeah, that's cool. But I'm talking about Swave being the boss is what I'm talking about. Does Verb have the right to say that? That's what I'm talking about.
He got a right to say it, but that doesn't mean anything, right? But he got a right to say it.
But that's what I'm asking, though, because he technically he beat the leader of Team Hot. That's like saying if somebody beat Conceited or whoever the king of SNL, you can't say now they got to go battle Heartless or Fox. Like, he beat the king. Like, why would he go battle all
just,
of them now?
Just because you grabbing – wait, hold on now. Just because Strange Seven is grabbing a bunch of niggas on his team left and right, this, that, and the third, and he got the crown of the king, that don't necessarily mean he's the best nigga in the crew.
I understand that, but I mean, if you're the battler who battled Swave and you beat him, and now we're talking about battling somebody under Swave, because that's technically what it is in reality.
This is why I like niggas. This is why I don't like niggas forming groups. This is why I don't like niggas forming groups.
I feel you. This is why I don't like it either. But they formed the group, and Ill Will is technically under Swave. No disrespect, but he is, and he just 3-0'd Swave. So how can we say, oh, now you got to battle someone lower than Swave in his group?
I don't think Ill Will is lower than him, though.
Huh?
I don't think Ill Will is lower than him, though. That's the thing, though. I don't think that.
I don't think so. He joined him. What are you talking about? You saying he joined him?
No, he joined him to get notoriety and get his name out there.
Bro, look how I'm Verb got wild angles on this nigga already about killing his boss from the jump now. Even if he ain't have an angle on Ill Will, he damn sure got one now.
I still would like to see Ill Will and Verb battle, though.
I'm just saying, I'm not even that mad at the comment Verb just said is what I'm saying.
I'm not mad at it either, but I just think he should battle him, though. I think it'll be a better battle. You know what I mean?
Let's just keep it real. We're disappointed in this wave, man.
We are.
We're disappointed in this wave, bro.
Yeah.
I said, we're disappointed in this wave, man. You just got to be honest.
Yeah, y'all should be.
We are, man. We not saying we wanted to lose, but.
Damn. For what? Uh-huh. Like that?
But it's surprised it was, like, so one-sided.
Why?
Yeah.
We thought we know he'd win, Verb. We just shocked that this nigga didn't put up a fight. You feel me?
I mean, no. Yes, he did. I just was better.
Verb, the man went on Twitter. Like I said again, no battle rapper ever really admits to go on social media networks and say, I lost. When do you see this? We don't see this. No disrespect, Verb. You didn't do that against Charlie.
No.
Exactly. Who does that? No battle rapper does that. So for him to do that, that means you must have got your ass knocked the fuck out, Craig.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it set in after he went back to his room. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, like it set in because the feeling was kind of rough for him. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Mm.
It's and you should have seen how Ill Will was acting. He was all geeked up at first. He showed all his chops.
Hey, what's up?
All they went out the window.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All that went out the window. Soon as I got up there, all that was gone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that he knows now. You know what I'm saying? He knows.
Okay.
Mm. Like, did you prepare extra hard this wave?
Like he knows now that this shit is real because he saw it live. It was all jokes and shit at first. You know, he came in the room, he was laughing. I'm like, yeah, okay. Give me about 20 minutes. We're going to see who the fuck Grant. Give me about 20 minutes. He's going to stop all this shit tonight. Watch this. I wasn't even worried. He got people coming up to me, yeah, man, you know, I'm with Team Mommy now, man. You know, you're going to get killed. Shut up.
Stop talking to me. Let's work. You know what I'm saying? Let's just work. And then another thing I think he did wrong, he don't want to let me go first. He should have set the tone. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get the
Go ahead, we listening.
Because he shouldn't have set the tone because if I get to set the tone, it might not work out for you. You know what I'm saying? He should have shot first. You know what I'm saying?
So to make you play catch up. His momentum.
Yeah, yeah. Like you want to steal the momentum from me because I'm a momentum rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit go up and down. So, you know,
And then, like I said, my second round, I showtimed in the whole round.
Damn.
You feel me?
Are you serious?
Yeah, the whole round.
Oh, man. That shit is like, oh, man.
Yeah, the whole round. Like, so, you know, so he's also the first person that got showtime by me for a whole round.
Oh, well, you just kept doing it over and over?
No. I gave him an opportunity to leave. I told him he could leave now.
Damn.
You told him to leave now. I told him you can walk off stage now and leave with your dignity. If you stay on stage, it's gonna haunt you. That's some cold shit Verb did to me.
Wow.
You got 5 seconds to decide.
Oh no, Verb. That's not how you started it.
No. I just made it clear. Like I started the round and I said, it's four keys to life: choice, purpose, determination, and ability. And I said, Sway, if you don't have a purpose in life, you're having choice and ability. So, you know, what you got to understand, when a nigga starts talking to you like that, it's real.
Yeah.
So, y'all going to see the work, you know, but he had some slick, cold shots, though, because the crowd did go with him. He had a couple of hard shots. They tried to fight with him in the first round. They did try to fight with him. My first round was just better. You know what I'm saying? But he did try to fight his first round. But then by the time I got to my second, it's too much. The confidence leaves the room. Your confidence leaves when you hear a nigga wild out like me. Like that room was rumbling when I'm on stage.
Hey, yo, Verb, I heard you had an Angry Fan bar.
Oh, there.
Wait.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah. Anybody else? Oh, I heard Charlie Cripps had one, too. I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking.
I don't remember Cripps, but I remember Sway because I was on stage with him.
Early.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know, I was, you know, that's definitely something you should sample and use. It was dope, you know, what he's doing, because Sway is a good rapper.
Yeah, definitely.
And, when he started his round off, I was listening to him. By the time we got, like, to a minute in, I said, oh, we ain't going to know where about.
What makes you determine that, Verb? What makes you determine that? I heard you say that
last time
you were on the
show. I watch how he forms his words. I watch how he forms his pattern. I watch his tempo. Mm. And if my heart ain't racing within your first minute, oh yeah, we cruising.
Jeez,
you know what I'm saying? We cruising. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, by the time he got to his third round, they just didn't want to hear him for real. They was just like, all right, man, that's enough of that shit.
Damn. They was booing him?
Yeah, they booed him because it was like they weren't booing him because he was bad. They was booing him because I was on another level and he just couldn't match it. And they were just like, nah, man, fuck that.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, like I say, I recommend he keeps going. He keep going. He shouldn't quit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I told y'all, like the shit he was doing to niggas, he was doing it to niggas who ain't like that. I'm like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I mean, when you do shit to niggas, you got to do shit to niggas who like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you
twice.
Huh?
So we're gonna take another call, man. Give us 1 second. We got 317-518. 317-518. You on?
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo, Verb fucks Wave up, dude.
Really?
I was standing by Verb. Hey, Verb, I was standing by you when you did that This Shit Hot Sun Live interview.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell them what happened then. Tell them what happened.
This nigga Sway should have walked off the stage when Verb gave him that chance. That nigga got fucked up bad, nigga. Like when Verb did the Showtime the whole round, nigga, it was like a haymaker every fucking line. Like the
crowd,
after every line he finished, he was fucking that nigga up bad.
Keep going. Yeah. I'm not going to stop him either. He's not lying to you. I'm not going to stop him either.
Man, this nigga Slave had his hat pulled down so low, his eyes looked like they were shut. Like, he didn't even want to look at Verb. He was getting fucked up so bad. I'm not
lying. Keep going.
This nigga was on stage. He was damn near begging the crowd to fuck with him. Like, he was like, Come on, man. Come on.
Oh,
you know, great impersonation. He should have walked off the stage, nigga. He got murdered, nigga. And I want money off of it, nigga.
You want money too, right?
I'm trying to tell y'all, man, like,
Yeah, I heard it from him, and he was there, man. Like, it was just...
Hey, Angry Fan, don't believe this nigga saying JC and B-Magic was debatable. JC lost that shit, dude. That shit was not debatable.
Yeah, JC did lose that. Yeah.
The third round was his only good round. He got fucked up the other two rounds.
Oh, wow, really?
That nigga
B-Magic... So, bro,
let me ask you this. Was Hitman and Charlie the most exciting battle of the night?
Yep. It was the most debatable battle, too.
Okay, cool. Now, then, what was the biggest body of the night?
Probably Verbs. I mean, probably Slave.
Okay, so y'all hear this, right?
Yeah, dude, Slave got fucked up. He probably not going to battle no more after that, nigga. He got fucked up, dude.
Oh, come on. It can't be like that, man.
Angry Fan, nigga. I wouldn't lie to you, nigga. That nigga got
fucked up. Oh, my God. Damn.
That nigga got fucked up, dude.
That man ain't lying to y'all, man. He's telling y'all the truth, man.
Fucked up. And I was with some battle rappers. Before the battle, this nigga Sway came over there. He said,
I'm about to catch this body bag right quick.
I didn't say
that. Oh, y'all niggas is dirty.
Just went on stage and got fucked up. He should have ran off the bird, gave him a chance, dude. He got murdered bad. That was worse.
Yo,
that was worse than Hitman versus Arse, nigga.
Huh?
That was worse than Hitman, what Hitman did to Arse. That was worse.
Oh, damn.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, nigga, that was worse.
Man, that's
shit.
Fucked up.
That's
fucked up. I
didn't
know about
Showtime?
That.
Showtime?
Yeah.
Yo, we got a... He said it's Showtime the whole round.
Yo, we got another call that was there. Give us 1 second. We got 248-943. 248-943.
Yo.
What's going on, Army?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, I was at the event.
First off, as it relates to the PG conversation, if you've never been to an event and seen Aver, it's hard to really grasp the idea of somebody controlling the room. And it's the difference between Tone Montana when he went up there and niggas was talking through his shit, and when Verb went up there, first of all, there was nobody on stage. It was Verb, it was Swave, unlike the rest of the battles where there was 80 niggas on stage. It was just mano-a-mano, face-to-face. I seen this nigga battle Red Live, X Factor Live. It's just a totally different show when he's on the stage. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And Verb, I think he won about 75-80% on Sway, to be completely honest. First round, he got into his shit. It was dope. Second round, body bag. One of the craziest rounds I've ever seen. Third round, he spent half of it really talking about the state of battle rap and how y'all can have that shit. But either way, Swave, like the dude said, he didn't even want to look him in the eye. The nigga was just standing up in the stage. He wanted no parts of being up on that stage. I've never seen Swave so uncomfortable in my life.
Keep going.
But nah, yeah, and
let me ask you this, bro. Did he seem like the same big bad Sway that y'all had seen before?
No, he looked lost. He looked like a deer. The nigga didn't have his glasses on. He literally looked like a deer in headlights out there.
Okay. So who's lying?
As far as Ill Will go. Like that nigga Verb said, he fucked himself over from the start joining Team Homie. He doesn't get that shot no more. Like you said, put a bullet right in his boss. Verb has no reason to take that nigga.
Ill Will couldn't even look at me after it was over.
Damn.
Yeah, see, the thing is, if he wouldn't have joined them, he probably still could have got me.
But other than that, he really don't have to take. I mean, if you want to decide he want to take that, he can take that. But other than that, he fucked himself over when he joined Team Homie.
Try to tell.
I was one of the niggas that wasn't sure whether Verb was going to be able to fuck with Swave. But once he started talking that shit last week on this show, I realized there was nothing he could do. There was nothing Swave could do with him.
Damn.
I thought there was nothing he could do. I thought so too. But it's just about matchup. That's all it is. It's about... The matchup is the matchup problem, and I've seen too much, and I've seen too many great people. That's the difference. That's the only difference.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think, I stood in front of X Factor, Hitman, Rex, Charlie, Tez, Ars, Disaster,
Hollow,
Miles, Math. These are killers, man. You see what I'm saying? So when you take good people, you pick up things from them. You say, damn, okay, he got this. Or, oh, okay, damn, this is a good move. He got two. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, the PG, it's just a totally different vibe when those niggas step on the stage. Like, they just don't command the attention and respect like a vet. It's a totally different show. It's just some niggas up there.
Even Ars controls the room very well.
Oh, he wigged out.
Ars controls the room.
He threw me off at the beginning of his third round with that taking the shirt off and shit. But
he was wild.
Shit, I ain't had nothing to say after he started spitting this shit.
I think that's some Jersey shit. I don't know about that, but
yeah, that was some other shit. That was some other.
Yeah, like he said, well, I said, I'm gonna pull my shirt off again. I said, wait a minute.
I was like, you can't be serious. You can't be serious.
I was like, wait a minute, bro. I don't know. This ain't how this works. But you know, tomato, tomato. That's what you feel like doing. But, you know, it's still a difference, man. It's just a difference between us and them. That's all it is. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Between us and them.
Big difference.
It's a huge difference. It's just not the same, Angry Fan. Not the same, man.
This three-letter man, I'm telling you, I think some of the young boys, I'm not saying particularly you, Verb. I'm just saying I think a lot of it, some young boys can give some niggas that's doing it for a long time, the business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, Verb. This is the whole thing, is that I was even telling you that before when we was on the other station going back and forth, that it's hard to talk about the top 10 when we're talking to you.
Oh, okay.
But you actually do not fall into this category.
Okay.
We're talking about other top 10
right.
members, not necessarily you.
Right.
Every time we talk, it's to you about it.
Right.
You can sit there and say, oh, a whole new show, we know that. We don't mean you. You haven't been losing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's like you're talking for people who have been losing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing about this situation here. If we was talking to somebody else who was like, hey, we had K-Sean on here. We was keeping it real like, yo, man, you lost a couple of battles. Like, you don't know what that feels like because you ain't been losing.
Exactly.
The thing is, but you work your kinks out early. And you figure out what feelings you can't have again. You know what I'm saying? You figure out, because when you deal with the best people in the world, no, you're not beating all of them. That's just period of the end. Like, cause these niggas are very, very good. So you got to sit back and say, evaluate. If a night don't go the way you want it to go, you got to evaluate and fix it and say, okay, this can't happen again. I'm telling y'all, if Sway battles again, if he continues doing this, he's going to fuck niggas up because he already has took the worst thing that can happen to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he stood in front of me. You know what I'm saying? So he's already experienced the worst. There's nothing that can bother him now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So whatever niggas say to him, it's just not going to affect him. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to think, my second round, I made him uncomfortable. I made him unsure of his material. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I made him unsure. But see, the thing is, when I prepare, I put things in certain places for certain reasons. Just in case he had a dope first round, I wanted to strip the confidence the second round. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to take it from him. And that's why my second round was positioned in the second round position. Okay, if this don't stick, you know what I'm saying? I knew my first round was solid. But if he got a solid first round to match it, therefore, I have to smoke him this round. You know, you got to start positioning. Like when I took Cortez, I said, I'm going to put pressure on him out the gate.
Hey, yo, Timbo.
I got it right now, bro. Hold on. Yo, Danny.
What's up? What's good?
Danny
Myers.
Yikes.
What's good? What's going on?
It's popping.
Shit, now I'm trying to see what's going on. What the fuck?
What you mean?
What's going on with?
Verb, yeah, I don't know.
Verb actually likes you, he said. He thinks you're nice. He's talking about the PGs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me ask you this: if that wasn't the case, what kind of conversation will we have?
Oh no, because I thought like he was like you know talking that battle rap shit, you know. I was about
I definitely was. I definitely said that y'all don't have a chance. I definitely said that. I said
Wait. You said who don't got a chance?
None of y'all. Y'all don't have a chance as far as doing none of the shit that we done.
Why not?
How many battles you got?
20-something.
That's why.
In a year's
right,
time.
Listen. You have 20 battles in a year, and you're not what we are. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. Like, Arsenal only got 26, and he's been out here for 5 years.
Bro.
Numbers don't add up. Ratio. Probability.
Bro, I got crazy battles dropping, and I got crazy battles, like, in 10 different leagues, bro.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean?
That's perfectly fine. That's dope. But listen, if you have 20 in 1 year, and Ars has 26 total, and he's been out for 5 years, something don't add up.
You know what? The playing field is different in this era than when y'all was doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like, it's doper. It's a lot more doper niggas now. So and we got to do a lot more to stand out because y'all kind of set the way for us. Y'all paved the way, and now niggas want niggas to be like showmanship and entertaining factor and all this. I don't care about none of that shit. I just focus on the bars. I'm like, this is the essence of what it is.
So listen, let me explain this to you. Battle rap, this is a form of entertainment, right? Okay? You have to entertain. You have to entertain the people. Like, because
But look, though, not every battler can do everything.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Like, some niggas only fuck with certain niggas because they want to hear bars, or they want to fuck with a certain niggas because they want to see that performance. So the fans pick and choose who they want, who they like, but I'm going to just do what I do, whether niggas fuck with me or not. I'm not going to compromise my integrity to dance and coon around on the fucking stage.
I just do this for
the bar's sake of it.
Okay, listen.
But
well,
I entertain too, though.
Okay, no, listen. A lot of us don't dance or coon around. You understand that, right? So it's an entertainment factor that y'all lack. So let me ask you a question. What is your main goal? Is your main goal out of battle rap to do what? Just to rap, or do you want to make money out of it? Let's start there first.
Just to rap. I don't battle rap for money, bro.
Okay, well, then
I do it just for the straight love of it.
So it's like an internship for you?
Nah, it ain't no internship. This is what I do in my life. Like, this is my life's work.
I
get my money in various other ways.
I don't have to
rap for money.
Okay, no, listen. But wouldn't you like it to, you know, to generate your main amount of money off you creating your battle rap, something that you are naturally good at?
I don't know. The money ain't the motivation for me. It's really just to be one of the best niggas doing it. That's just me. I'm not saying everybody think like that. That's just me.
Okay. All right, there it is. Then. Okay, cool. So, you know,
the money is a byproduct of the art. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't be
the other way around. Like, the art shouldn't be a byproduct of the money. But, you know, everybody got their own mind state.
Okay. Well, you know, Picasso paintings aren't cheap. You understand that, right?
Right.
Okay, right.
The Mona
Lisa is a very expensive painting. You are aware of that. It's art, right?
But you know, but then their paintings are worth that much due to the amount of integrity and craftsmanship they put into those paintings. Because otherwise, they wouldn't be worth shit, right?
Okay. Well, the difference is when you're an artist, nobody can tell you how to create. I'm just telling you if it's something that you're good at, you have to get paid for that, right?
Right. I get paid for it. I'm just saying that's not why I battle rap though.
Okay. So you battle rap because you enjoy rap, right?
Right.
You a lost nigga, because I'm going to tell you why you're a lost nigga.
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm going to tell you why you're a lost nigga.
This nigga, wait a minute.
Listen, I'm really paying attention to what you're saying, and I'm wondering what the fuck is this man talking about, but I'm going to listen to you. Let's rewind the tape. You said you don't do this for the money. You do this for the bars. Okay, so listen.
I do it for the fans to enjoy it.
Okay,
this is what I do.
Okay, so listen. You know a fan buys something, correct?
Right.
Okay, so listen. We're both battle rappers, okay? So I do understand that, you know, you have to create this shit. You have to learn this shit. You have to know this shit and perform this shit. That's very time-consuming. When you go to a job, it's time-consuming, right?
Right.
So you are in an internship, Danny.
Listen to what I'm saying, man. I get paid to battle, but I don't battle to get paid. You understand what I'm saying?
So
I don't really give a fuck about the money. Like, I would do it without getting paid. Like, this is just what I do. I'm a battle rapper.
Okay, but listen, do you know how easy and how much more you'd love doing it when you get you a nice check, when you can just get up and sit down and go do whatever the fuck you got to go do?
I mean, I get bread regardless, bro. Like,
No. See, the thing is, that's not bread that y'all get.
You know what I mean? I'm a street nigga for real, bro. Like, without having to say what I, you know what I mean. But I'm cool.
Well, listen, but let me say something.
I'm not a nigga that got a rap so I can pay my phone bill, or I need to do this battle.
As a man, you shouldn't have to. As a man, that has nothing to do with being a street nigga, because we all come from the hood somewhere.
But
that
don't mean
you should
only battle rap just to get paid either, though.
Oh, okay.
A lot of niggas who ain't never made it to the NBA still go and play pickup games at the park. They don't get paid. They love hooping. They not getting paid to go to the park.
But you know what? That makes a lot of sense. But do you think those pickup game niggas can play with the niggas who getting paid?
I can fuck with you.
No, you can't, because you're missing a lot of shit. So it's not a. In time, you might be able to. As of right now, Danny, let me ask you.
Where are we going with this? We're having a conversation.
I like to debate with y'all.
You're trying to school the lost nigga, right? Are you trying to school the lost nigga?
Listen, Danny, let me ask you a question. Who's your toughest match, Danny?
Huh?
Who was your toughest match that you ever had?
Mr. Mills, Rum Nitty.
Okay, well. All right, Mr. Mills. All right. In my world, my toughest matches were with people like Hollow the Don.
Okay. I haven't battled the same people you battled, Ver.
Right. Now listen. I haven't
reached that level to where I'm getting the names that you have got, Ver.
Okay, but listen.
But
you have 20 battles.
With any one of them niggas.
Just pause it there.
Put me in there with anyone, including you, and watch what the fuck happens.
Hey, listen, I don't doubt that you can rap good. You have 20 battles in 1 year. I have 16 in 5 years, and the reason why you can't get me is why.
What do you mean why I can't get you? What the fuck are you talking about?
The reason why nobody's going to book Danny Myers to take A-Verb is why.
I'll book you. Fuck you mean, nigga?
No, you can't book me. You got to understand? I'll book you.
I'm my own pocket, nigga.
Listen. The reason why you can't get Verb, Listen, Danny. I'm trying to help you. You're lost. I'm trying to show you the way. The reason why this isn't going to happen is because of the simple fact of it's not a return on it, because I have to carry all the weight. Tell it to people, get their money. It's not a return on it.
I'll tell you what. You come battle me wherever you want to. I'll have another gold outfit for you. I'll get you a silver one. I'll get you a silver outfit. And we
got
whatever
jacket,
amount of money you want to bet money, you whatever you want to put up.
Okay, Dan, listen. In my world, we don't bet. We get paid like normal people.
See, this is what y'all top tier niggas got in y'all mind. Y'all
what?
Niggas feel like us PG niggas or whatever you want to label us gotta bow down to y'all. We not bowing down to y'all niggas.
Yes, y'all are.
Fuck out of here,
you called
man.
It on my show.
You are bowing down.
You called it on his show. No, I'm thinking Angry Fan asked me to come on. He didn't ask me to come on. I'm not even supposed to be on the show till Friday. I called in because I was under the impression you were talking shit. Yeah, apologize. You were talking shit on y'all. Yes, I was. Okay, well, apologize then. No, man, we men, bro. We're men. We're grown men. Y'all niggas talk down on us like we're beneath y'all. We not beneath
y'all.
We're
beneath us, Danny. Y'all are beneath us.
You're right. In terms of popularity and views and stature, yes, we are. But if you talk about bar for bar, Ty Law will fuck you up. I'll fuck you up. A lot of these niggas will fuck you up and get your ass out of here. You on your way out anyway. I'll help you.
Let me say this to you. Okay, listen. Bar for bar, you said, see, this is where y'all are lost. Because this is where y'all are lost, because you told me bar for bar, Ty Law get me, you'll get me. All of y'all will die violently on stage with me, okay?
Y'all don't get Showtime.
Y'all don't get Showtime.
Did Audie Boom get a Showtime?
No, you see me stopping.
We don't get a Showtime, but he got one.
You want a Showtime, Danny? Please, give me several. Danny, my is nice, though, B. You know what? I really think you can rap, Danny. I really do. I think you can rap too, brother.
I think you can rap too. You know what?
And once you find the way, you'll be all right. You feel me?
Please guide me. Guide me then.
Yeah, that's the thing. The thing is, y'all are blinded with your own ignorance. Like, y'all are awful. Y'all are blinded.
Hold on, though. But, I mean, like, what are we ignorant to?
Y'all are ignorant to the fact that y'all don't understand that y'all are peons in the battle world. You understand it?
What do you mean by that? First of all, you're talking to the bar guy. Kneel before me before you speak. Secondly, listen.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Didn't Audie Boom take it to you, my nigga? Whether he won or lost, he still gave you a motherfucking battle.
No, I gave him a battle because they paid me. Okay. So listen, when I took Audie Boom, it wasn't, I'll take Audie Boom. He said, can I get you on a call? I said, yeah, you pick him, no matter. That's what I said. So y'all get the random, but you know how you play NBA 2K and you click the two top buttons and it goes random? That's what y'all
are. Same. Thank you, rough in that.
No, y'all are random. They didn't even kick any of y'all. Whatever, okay. Y'all are the same.
Okay. So Audie Boom didn't give you a good battle.
You talking?
Did he give you a good battle, yes or no?
I asked you, what do you think? Because you're the consumer in this part.
I think he did. I don't know if he won or lost. I don't have an opinion on it. I just felt he did great.
You definitely get an opinion because you're a consumer when you're watching. But here's this one thing. Let's get back to the part of what I was telling you when I said that y'all are beneath us and y'all are way beneath us. Because the thing is, listen, when you go to YouTube, it's this thing under the video called views, okay? When you look at your numbers, and you look at our numbers, they're not the same shit. Which makes y'all under us. Okay?
Dog, we have not been in the game as long as y'all.
Y'all came in in a different era, bro.
This is what y'all hide behind. Y'all hide behind views and popularity. Okay?
If that's the case,
Soulja Boy is better than Crooked Eye. If that's the case, you want to go by money and views. You understand what I'm saying? But let's strip all that shit away. Let's start YouTube over and all the views go back to zero. Now we on an equal playing field and we'll fuck y'all up.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to give you another example.
I'm not trying to battle you with views. I'm battling you with bars.
Yo, unfortunately, hold on. We're about to sign off, guys. I hate to do this right now.
I hate this shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For real.
I hate
boy.
it.
Boy.
I swear.
You know
I
what, but listen, but let me say this before we go. Danny, I'm going to tell you something about how views and power work. If they tag your name in the title of this, you're going to get more views than you ever had, Tony. You understand?
Oh, my
That's
God.
How it works. You understand it, right? I'll show you the way, my brother.
I'm anticipating.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Numbers. Thank you. I'll sleep on this. I'll think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you sleep on it.
I'll see you in the ring.
Salute.
Guns and butter. No, you won't ever. Okay, goodbye.
I'll see you in the ring. I'll see you.
Yo, salute, Verb. I'm not even going
to
shout out these links, y'all. You guys
Oh,
my gosh. That shit was crazy. Salute everybody for calling in. Lines were full, like, the entire show. Salute everybody that listened, yo. Angry Fans Radio. All
right. You're ready. You're ready. You're ready. Fuck with me.
3 out of man, yeah. Okay. Who is you niggas?
Let's go.